Poetry rejoices, even if the culture dies. Over the girl with her first electric, how her high, thin voice, amplified many times over by the loudspeaker, is like a giant's in the green grass of the festival site. Over the fragile bells of digitalis, how they hide the pistol and the pollen inside. Rejoices over rain on the Faroe Islands, over rendezvous on the Champs-Élysées at evening. It rejoices over Japan, over Korea, over arts refined over 1,000 years, the art of swordsmanship or of drinking tea. Rejoices over the poet that his heart still beats.